and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
Deborah Rodriguez, hazmat crews are on the scene in Gaithersburg, Maryland, after a single-engine plane got tangled in high-voltage power lines last night, stranding the pilot and passenger for 7 hours. The accident knocked out power to tens of thousands of customers and forced schools to close today. Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein.
The plane needs to be secured, removed, and the power lines need to be restrung and reconnected.
The pilot and passenger are in serious condition. The FAA and the NTSB both investigating. There's a water emergency in Houston after a problem at a purification plant. CBS's Tom Foti has the details.
Houston hopes to lift its precautions tomorrow, but public schools are closed today and people are being urged to boil their water. The problem is lower pressure than ideal. City Water Director Yvonne Williams-Forrest.
The boil water notice is out of an abundance of caution because the system lost pressure below the regulatory requirement.
The city is also getting help from the state of Texas.
It took 8 hours for that boil water advisory to be issued. This is Cyber Monday, and security experts are warning scammers are out in full force. Tony Ascom's recommendation?
I'd always purchase from a reputable retailer, probably someone that I've purchased from before, or certainly from a brand that I know.
Retail analysts expect sales to be up more than 5% over last year, with some of that increase reflecting inflation. Rare protests in the streets of China. President Xi is facing a wave of public anger over his zero COVID policy. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is at the foreign desk.
The protests in Shanghai and other cities were sparked by a tragedy thousands of miles away in Xinjiang, western China. 10 people burned to death in an apartment fire last week. A furious crowd gathered around local government offices, convinced that COVID restrictions had stopped the fire engines from reaching the blaze.
There's new hope for warding off a possible flu pandemic. CBS's Michael George has the details.
Scientists at the University of Pennsylvania tested a vaccine made from all known influenza subtypes using the same mRNA technology as the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The study shows the vaccine triggers a quick memory immune response that can adapt to new viral strains.
Don't call it monkeypox anymore. The World Health Organization says it's phasing out the term in favor of mpox as a synonym for the disease to avoid stigmatism. Dow futures down 190. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana.
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies today, with daytime highs approaching 41. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance of snow showers, lows level off around 33. Overcast tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely, high of 41. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, it's a new week, and welcome to Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we have Beth Habhager with us.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Thanks so much for kicking it off with us. Fun things in store today. We are going to get into five Cyber Monday shopping tips. We have that coming up a little bit later. We're going to get into some airplane etiquette as well. Got that coming up.
You mean some actually exists?
A little bit. Not the, what's left
of it.
Supposed
to be polite to each other?
Something like that.
Be nice? What?
I'm not sure. We're going to look into that. I'm not sure about that whole polite thing. I don't know about that. That doesn't seem right. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. 9 o'clock hour, the kitchen's open. We're going to check that out with Melissa and Beth. Looking forward to that. And, of course, that A Right Stories, Good Stories of the Day. We'll see what other trouble we can get ourselves into throughout the show today. Fun stuff lined up. Also, looking at our schedule for this week, guests, our morning show guests, we're going to have Melissa in with us tomorrow. That'll be fun.
Yay.
On Wednesday, Katrina Hintner will be joining us.
It's always fun.
Be a fun way to wrap up November. And then on Thursday, Terry Johns will be in with us.
Yay.
And we wrap up the week with the team. We have Melissa and Seth in with us. That's going to be a fun week.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to all that. We'll get into our morning magazine schedule tomorrow. A bunch of great guests lined up for that. A big shout out to Pam Hilke and the fantastic job she does there with all of our scheduling. Also want to remind everybody a little bit later on our radio station today, the Greg Gard Show, Wisconsin Badgers head basketball coach, joins our airwaves a little bit later. And speaking of sports, it's Playmakers Day.
Ooh.
Boy, is this going to be a fun Playmakers today. Join when Melissa and Beth and I are done wrapping up. We're going to get into Playmakers. Of course, it's your sports show. Everybody call up with your sports thoughts and feelings. 424-2600 from 10 to 11 today. And Randy Paul being with us today. Looking forward to it. A lot of big things going on in college and pro football. The World Cup is going on. There's plenty to talk about. Looking forward to diving into all of that. Actually, there's things that I want to talk about right now, but you two have no interest in what whatsoever.
Hey.
Well, I'm not. That isn't me just saying that. I know that you guys don't. I've talked to you both enough about sports to where I know you don't care.
Come on, James. We tried.
Yes, we can at least hold a conversation.
Yeah, you definitely can. You definitely can. But there are far better things to talk about with you two. Like Melissa, how was your weekend?
It was really relaxing. We did actually nothing. Well, that's not true. But it felt like it.
Wow.
Which was a nice change. Yeah. We actually binge-watched a TV show together.
Was it a good one?
Yeah, that's a first. That's a first. We started watching Community.
Okay.
Which I'm really enjoying. And then The Queen's Gambit.
Yes, that's a great one.
Yeah. We thought we'd balance it. You know, you got a silly comedy and then a little more serious drama. So, yeah.
That's very wise.
When I do have time to watch TV, that's how I watch. I have my serious and my funny show that I watch.
Right. You got to mix it up.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just watch something serious like Black Mirror and then pair that with something equally serious and make yourself crazy.
Community is one of my top 10 favorite TV shows of all time. It's such a good show. Enjoy
it's a wonderful cast.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it. Aaron recommended that one, and I recommended The Queen's Gambit, and we're both enjoying each other's show. So
good.
It's
working
out well.
Hey, Melissa, follow-up question. What's this nothing you're talking about? I haven't heard that word before. I read an entire book, James. God,
what?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I finished The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks, which was a fascinating nonfiction book about the HeLa cell, the immortal cell that they have developed most all of our vaccines from. Like research, like the polio vaccine was created because of that, and just the history behind that and how they, you know, they took the cells from a poor black woman and she had no knowledge of it and neither did her family. Until long after her death. It was just a fascinating story and what an amazing contribution she made to science and was very much, much late acknowledged for.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story, but I have not read the book, though. That I have to check that out. That sounds really interesting, Melissa. And I'm really happy to hear that, especially, you know, I can imagine that you needed a bit of a break after the one woman show and all those things. So good to hear. Good to hear.
Yeah, it was nice.
Beth, how was yours?
It was long.
Yeah.
I have two sick boys at home. They're both recovering and doing well, but between having to try to continue to, you know, do my job and from home as much as possible and then taking care of them. And then you throw in Thanksgiving and then you throw in the first Sunday of Advent, which is the start of the church year, which has extra things that you have to have for worship and a workshop and all of that yesterday. Yeah, it was busy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm here. I'm alive.
You are. And that's all that matters. That's what counts.
And the boys are both recovering and doing well and should be able to be back in school tomorrow.
Good to hear. Very good to hear.
I'm glad they're recovering.
I wanted to also ask how things are going with the show. Of course, Beth is in the most recent production, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theaters, Miracle on 34th Street. Mm-hmm. How is things going with that?
Things are going well. We are working off book at this point, so really able to dig into the characters a little bit more and rehearse our staging and things like that. So it's coming together. It's going to be a really great show.
Awesome.
Very cool to hear. Very cool to hear. How's it going with the new cast members, people that haven't been on stage in a while or haven't been before?
They are doing great. You would never know. You would never know. They have just blended right in very well.
Very cool. Very good to hear. We're going to talk more about this, of course, on this Friday on Morning Magazine. Our final guests of the week will be Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We're going to have Miracle on 34th Street, the director, Susan Engren. We'll have Andy Kleckler, Chris Williams, and Linda Garski all with us.
Yeah.
Thanks. And, of course, get your tickets for WRCT's Miracle on 34th Street at WRCTheater.org. WRCTheater.org. The show premieres December 9th. Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good one. It is a beautiful sky out there today.
Yes, it is.
At least here in central Wisconsin, where we're broadcasting from and everything. It just a really nice sky, really nice sunrise this morning. And I'm taking that in because it's a lot, not often we could say this, probably a better skyline we have here than in Hawaii right now.
What?
Hawaii, I don't know if this might be a little bit of breaking news for some people. There is an ash fall advisory in effect for Hawaii's Big Island and surrounding waters until about 6 a.m. out there time for Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano, began erupting in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park.
Oh, no.
Up to a quarter inch of ashfall could accumulate on portions of the island. They are saying lava flows are contained within the summit area and are not threatening downslope communities.
Good.
The Hawaii Volcano Observatory said winds may carry volcanic gas and fine ash downwind, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something certainly to keep in mind. And we understand that this stuff can, you know, it's a small planet.
Right.
So we could see some, you know, the after effects of this in our skies and everything, as we have before when there's been other volcano eruptions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know that here in the Midwest, and I don't want any of this to sound like I'm making light of any of this, but I know that our weather could be kind of crazy here.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have, you know, some pretty messed up times, and it could get kind of frustrating. We don't have volcanoes.
No.
We don't have this. There's certain times.
Not even a little bit.
Nope.
Certain times in life, I feel like perspective is one of your best friends.
Yeah.
and you know, it's going to get pretty, we got nice weather here today, and we're going to, you know, next couple of days didn't look too bad out there. Considering what time of year it is and everything. But we understand what January, February is going to bring. I'm going to keep this story in the back of my head when I'm shoveling at some point this winter or something like that and some of these things.
Well, they may be shoveling too. It just won't be snow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take snow over ash any day.
Any day, yes, yes. I feel pretty confident saying that, even though I've never dealt with ash. I will say yes, absolutely.
I feel for the families that are near that volcano.
When
we went to that national park and saw the volcano and talked with one of the workers there, and he lives in that lava flow area. And he said if it goes again, he may lose his home.
No, jeez.
Wow.
So this is when we pray that it doesn't get any worse than it is right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, very much. And it's really fascinating how they've gotten the city designed to avoid certain things. But there are certain things that you just can't avoid.
Right.
Wishing that, you know, definitely sending positive thoughts and vibes out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And like the way Melissa and I watch TV, we have to have a heavy story, now a light story. Now we got to go do something light. Now and this one, this just hits my heart here. Yes, they have nicknamed this baby Nugget. So everybody need to get that out of the way right away. After a woman delivered a girl at an Atlanta McDonald's.
Oh.
Alandria Worthy tells WKXIA-TV that her labor was intensified and her fiancé was driving her to the hospital Wednesday morning when they stopped so she could use the bathroom at the fast food restaurant. I went into the bathroom and my water broke immediately, Worthy said. Worthy said she started screaming. Restaurant manager Tonissa Woodward went to see what was happening, opened the door and couldn't believe what she saw, a bunch of water at her feet. Woodward and two workers began to help. The fiancé, DeAndre Phillips, came in to check what was taking so long, only to find Worthy giving birth. I was trying to calm her down because she was frantic, Phillips said. I was like, just breathe. I got her on the floor. I took off my my clothes, and the ladies at McDonald's were at her front side holding her hands. I had her feet propped up on my knees, and we told her to push three pushes, and she was a fighter.
Wow.
Less than 15 minutes later, Nandi Araya Morami Phillips was born. Gosh,
wow.
That's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
Man, is that a pretty name.
Nickname Nugget.
Yeah, yeah.
Love
it's forever.
It.
That kid's nickname forever is going to be Nugget.
What a story she's going to have to tell.
Oh, wow.
Do you think she may have a predisposed love of McDonald's now?
I wouldn't be surprised if she gets some free McDonald's food.
Quote, Mom, she's definitely our little Nugget. The baby's birth certificate does not read Nugget, although the McDonald's manager did try to push for that a little bit. It's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful story. And just as a side note, human beings are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We are amazing creatures. What we can do when we are pushed to our, you know, to when push comes to shove, literally.
Yeah, yep.
What we can do.
Man, push.
That lady, that is an impressive human being right there. We are going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and get into our National Day of calendar. Looking forward to that and having some fun. Got plenty coming up for you right here on Mornings at WFHR.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
The Devil's Advocates.
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker, man.
844.
You've already met him.
WFHR Weather is sponsored by Hartle Monuments, still at 1915 Baker Drive, Wisconsin Rapids. The monument you create will be remembered by family and friends for years to come. Hartle Monuments will make it special. Let our experience show. Hartle Monuments, since 1901.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 41. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, chance of snow showers, lows level off around 33. Overcast tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely, high of 41. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Keep in mind, our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center will join us to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. It is time to dive into our National Day of calendar. We got Beth, Melissa, and James here at 7:18 on the clock and looking at this November 28th, 2022. Let's take a quick look at, first up, just a recapping some of what November is all about as we're wrapping up the month. Gosh, I can't believe November's almost gone.
I know.
Did anybody see what happened to November?
Because
I don't know how it just went flying by. How it just went coasting by. I'm not sure how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
National Novel Writing Month.
Okay.
That reminds me, I got to go. I have not finished my novel. I got 2 days to finish my novel. Beth, if you could take over
there's
the board.
A whole bunch of buttons.
National Pomegranate Month. Pomegranate's great. Mm-hmm. I like pomegranate. Manatee Awareness Month, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly a very important National Native American Heritage Month.
Yes.
It's a fantastic one. National Adoption Month, another fantastic one. National Epilepsy Awareness Month.
Yes.
It's a very important one. World Vegan Month. Mm-hmm. It's another good one. National Peanut Butter Lovers Month. It's a fun one.
Wow.
And I had peanut butter this morning.
Yay.
Nice. And Movember, of course. Almost wrapped up, guys. Almost wrapped up. You can shave soon.
Yep.
You can shave soon. Taking a look at also what this week starts as on Thursday, actually November 24th till Saturday, December 31st is Blue Christmas. I'm not sure if it's as common knowledge as it should be, but hopefully it will be the more people we talk about these things. Christmas normally is a time of joy. Decorations are set up, parties ensure. Presents are given and laughter commences. Not many people realize that those in law enforcement work tirelessly during the holiday season to keep people safe. Blue Christmas is a holiday dedicated to those who work in that field, giving them an opportunity to be thanked for their services and celebrate Christmas their own way.
I'm glad that you clarified that, because there's another Blue Christmas that'll come up the week of Christmas, and it's for those that are struggling with grief or other challenges in their life to recognize those in the time of the season. So these are both wonderful ways to remember that Christmas isn't always a jolly time.
Being honest with the audience, I was wondering for a second there, because that Christmas you're talking, that specific one, Beth, is usually later in December, I believe.
It's the Wednesday before Christmas.
Right. Mm. So, and I thought I got it mixed up for a second there. This one just as important. Christmas Blues, the holidays, is for those who work in law enforcement, such as police, firefighters, EMTs, and 911 dispatchers.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them in mind throughout the holiday season.
Absolutely.
And be thankful, you know,
thank anybody
in any of those fields that you can. Yeah.
Yes.
It's Red Planet Day.
Mars.
is it life on Mars? Earth dwellers have been fascinated by our next door neighboring planet for many generations, and the NASA space program has been seeking to explore and learn more about it for many decades. This so-called red planet appears in the sky as a slightly red color due to its rusty iron on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
This day commemorates the launch of the spacecraft Mariner 4 by NASA in 1964, which was the first craft to ever reach Mars.
Wow.
It took almost 8 full months for the craft to reach the red planet, finally performing a flyby on July 14th in 1965.
Hmm. Very interesting. I can't think of Mars without thinking of the movie Total Recall.
Yeah. That's funny. I wonder how many other people are like that. I don't think that's too far-fetched. I don't think you're alone on that one, Beth. Especially because it's been a part of our lexicon for so long, yet we just know still so little about it.
Right.
We're learning little bits and pieces here, like we have found in the last 10 years, what we believe to be possibly water on Mars, which, you know, by things like that, but... while these are big discoveries, they don't necessarily pull in, you know, your everyday person.
Right.
But it is interesting. And I think the most fascinating thing about the subject of Mars hasn't really happened yet, but it's going on behind the scenes of we're getting closer and closer to the day of actually, like, human beings walking on Mars. It's not going to happen, you know, arguably the next 20 years, but it's closer than it was 20 years ago.
Right.
True, we'll find out if Total Recall was real. We'll tell them. And of course, it's Cyber Monday.
Yes.
I don't understand necessarily the point of Cyber Monday anymore.
Right.
The Black Friday had record online shopping numbers for like the third year in a row.
Like, it's really Cyber Friday.
Yeah. I mean, it's retailing. I don't know. Like, it just seems like a silly kind of holiday name, like, and everything. But it is what it is. And if you hadn't gotten any shopping in, today might be a good day. We do have some tips for Cyber Shopping Monday coming up in a little bit. Let's see here. And it is also National French Toast Day.
Yum.
Praise French toast. We love you, French toast.
Yes.
We thank you. One amazing blend of foods is perfectly able to make a morning fantastic, and it's a blending of eggs, milk, and cinnamon with bread dipped in them.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about the savory sweet smell of it and the anticipation of having it painted with butter and drizzling with syrup Oh, my gosh, I want some right now.
I know what I'm having for lunch.
I love French toast.
I made this for breakfast on Saturday, I think. But I added some sourdough discard to mine, which made it even better.
That is good. Two quick questions, and nothing, not a whole lot of stakes on the line, but if you get these wrong, you will be off the show. You will.
You're funny.
I love the idea of me going up to Mike and Sage, like, why are Beth and Melissa off the show? Well, they answered the question. So is there a specific type of bread you like to use for making French toast, or is there a type of bread that's better for French toast than any of the others? I have no preference on this one. I have tried them all, and they're all good to me. So I have no, I'm just biased towards French toast.
I use any type of bread that I have.
Yeah, yeah.
But my favorite is when I've gone to restaurants and it's been done with brioche.
That is really good. That is really good.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I think you can make French toast out of just about any kind of bread. I use the whole wheat bread I had on the, you know, on the counter, and that's healthier for you. But obviously French toast made with brioche bread or white bread or, you know, zucchini bread is going to be amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Homemade bread, it's really good with too. That one's a sneaky good one as well. And the thicker the bread, the better sometimes. Like if you like that kind of, that can be really good.
And they actually say to let your bread harden a little bit. Keep it out for a day or so, and then it's easier
then it
for it to absorb.
Up the egg.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is some really good stuff right there. God, I want that right now. All right, now
I'm seeing a new Kitchen is Open segment coming up.
Here is a this is just me trying to get on the show. This is me trying to get on the show and actually like.
And this is Beth's response just to torture you.
Yes.
Yes. Here's a big debate between my brother and I since he was a little kid. I like to cut up my French toast and then pour everything on it.
Okay.
Nicholas likes to pour everything on and then cut it up. And I think that is insane. I think the portions get on so much better, you know, have things soaked. Like my style, I don't like to brag about these things, but mine is so much better way to doing it.
You get much more maple syrup that way.
Yes, Beth. Thank you.
But do you put butter on?
Yeah, actually, I do put butter on first, so I do that first.
Okay.
Then
that would be reductive.
Yes, that would be a little crazy.
Make my bread into 16 little tiny pieces that I need to spread now butter on.
See, but the big question
for me
is...
Give me a half an hour.
Yes.
Cool Whip or whipped cream?
Oh, I don't use either.
Oh.
I don't use either.
James.
I'm not that into the Cool Whips. I had a piece of pumpkin pie the other day, and I had a Cool Whip on it for like the first time since I was a kid, practically. And it is really good. I get it. But if I'm having pumpkin pie, I want to taste the pumpkin pie.
Right.
So the Cool Whip kind of takes away from it a little bit for me. The same thing with like French toast and a lot of that stuff. I love powdered sugar. I love powdered sugar. I don't know if, not only do I love powdered sugar, my mom still has one of those old, like, from the 60s.
Oh, like the sifter?
Yeah, where you just crush it with your hand, you just, you know, kind of thing. I love that. I just love using that thing.
So basically, we need to put powdered sugar in mashed potatoes to get you to eat them.
Yes, yes.
That sounds awful.
It does.
That does sound pretty rough.
But we put sugar in everything else, so why not mashed potatoes?
I mean, I guess.
Not a bad point.
I like mine with peanut butter and banana.
Ooh, yum.
So then you have to not cut it up first.
Oh, yeah. But that isn't... I got to try that. I don't think I've tried that before. I have to try that. That sounds pretty darn good.
And you can still drizzle a little bit of maple syrup across the top of it if you want to be decadent.
Or put, like, your favorite flavor of jelly, that sweetness of the fruit.
Yeah.
The banana kind of adds that, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I have to, I have to say that coming up, I was going to introduce Kitchen's Open today with my pick for the number one maple syrup.
Oh, okay.
I think I may have my favorite maple syrup finally. Yes.
Yay.
I do want to remind everybody that the 9 o'clock hour will start off with the show Inside the Show. Kitchen's Open. Melissa and Beth's cooking show will be kicking off in the 9 o'clock hour. Be listening for that. For now, you'll have to settle for Melissa's news. We'll go to that right now. We'll come back and get into these tips for Cyber Monday. I got that coming up for you right here on Mornings at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, here's a look at your local news. I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled on Friday to revoke the law license of former Milwaukee County Juvenile Court Judge Brett Blum, who is currently serving a 9-year prison sentence for distributing child pornography. His license was already suspended, but he had filed a petition for the consensual revocation of his license. The state Supreme Court ruled that due to the seriousness of his misconduct while a judge, revocation of his law license was merited. The State Department of Justice received a tip in February from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children that Blum had uploaded child pornography through the Kik messaging application 27 times in October and November of 2020. According to the criminal complaint, the DOJ began investigating him after receiving the tip. Blum pled guilty to 2 federal counts of distributing child pornography in September. The Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission completed its review on Friday and ruled that UW Health nurses are not able to negotiate a collective bargaining contract and their nurses' union will not be recognized. Act 10, which passed in 2011 under former Republican Governor Scott Walker, eliminated UW Health nurses' ability to bargain over benefits and working conditions because they are considered public employees. They view this ruling from the Labor Relations Commission as a first step in the process to be recognized as a union. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, UW Nurses United plans to appeal the commission's decision and petition for a union election with the National Labor Relations Board. UW Health is asking for legal clarity from the Wisconsin Supreme Court on whether it is required by law to recognize and collectively bargain with the employee union, and if not required, if it may do so voluntarily. The recent fraud charges against a Milwaukee elections official for requesting false military absentee ballots before the November 8th election has raised the question if there should be a change in how these ballots are requested. Officials are weighing the potential increase to security for a relatively small number of ballots, which averages about 0.07%, to the possibility of creating barriers to service members being able to vote when not in their home state. Currently, military members do not have to submit a photo ID to obtain an absentee ballot, just their name, address, and date of birth. One idea members of the Wisconsin Election Commission have discussed is requiring military voters to use their common access card to verify their identity. This is the standard ID issued to all service members by the Department of Defense. Another possibility is allowing them to vote electronically. Any change would need to pass the Republican-led state legislature and be signed into law by Governor Evers. A former football player from Wausau has given up his sports career to pursue a career in acting with a starring role in a Christmas movie. Ross Jergel grew up wanting to be a movie actor and play football in the NFL. At age 32, Jergel spent most of his career playing football, then becoming a strength and conditioning coach for colleges across the country, including the University of South Alabama, UW Green Bay, and most recently Stanford University in California. He left that job to star in Love at a Christmas Contest, which was released in early November on the Great American Family Channel. Since then, he has landed a role in a Western and is driven to continue working to achieve the next level in his acting career. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper truck smells just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 41. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of snow showers. Lows level off around 33. Overcast tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely. High of 41. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 17.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:34 on the clock.
Now got admit it, everybody was swaying with that
yes,
one.
Yes, they were, yes.
But it's only 7:34.
It's only 7:34, yeah. This dang clock. I'm going to kill this clock. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to go away for a while because I'm going to do things to this clock that shouldn't be done to it. I was enjoying the bumper music, and I wasn't even thinking about the time. Wow. I actually was enjoying the bumper music,
yeah.
I am enjoying
hey,
it.
Hey, nice job.
Thank you to our head of production, Seth Haphagger. Nice work he did there. Seth has another surprise for us a little bit later,
yep.
too. Looking forward to that. That is going to be fun. But, yep, those are our bumpers for now until the end of the year, everybody.
Yay.
Those are the bumpers we're going to be using. We'll see what else we got throughout the show here. That's going to be fun, though. As we take a look now at five Cyber Monday shopping tips.
Okay.
As we dive into shopping for today. Number one, as we dive right in, shopping early. If there's something specific you want, don't wait until tonight to buy it. The most popular products with the best deals could sell out by then.
Okay. Give me a moment, James.
Yes, Beth is going to get her work done now. She's going to go ahead and get that.
My boys aren't around. This is the time to do it.
It's actually why Beth sits in with us for 3 hours a morning. It's the only time she gets any peace and quiet. I just leave her alone until we turn the mics on. Okay, why is the bumper music still playing? I'm not sure why that's...
It's the whole song.
You turn it on, and it just plays throughout the whole rest of the day.
I love it.
It's very simple, like Christmas music. Like, so yeah, and certainly, if there are things that you want, I mean, I would not wait around too much to get them or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, set a firm budget. Don't get tempted and spend more than you plan to. Just buy stuff you definitely want. There will be more deals out there in the next month. Mm-hmm. So don't feel like you have to buy all your presents today.
Mm-hmm.
There is kind
Unless
of
you want that sense of euphoria of knowing you're done.
Yes, yes, there is that. That is a great feeling. It is one of these kind of silly things, pressure things we do put on mm-hmm. ourselves, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think that having a budget has ever done anybody's ever had a... Okay, the Christmas music's gone. It's slowly double check like it's a horror movie or something like that. I'm waiting for it to pop.
You should have seen
it
with the dial. He's like, "Do I touch it? Don't I touch it?"
Like it's the monster at the end of the horror movie. I'm just waiting for it to pop back up here. I think that having a budget, nobody's ever said, "Well, geez, I wish I didn't have a budget there." You know.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a quick side note that I'm thinking with these. Just these first two questions, along with the, and I'm sure that people saw over the weekend, the record online sale numbers mm-hmm. that we had for Black Friday and in that. So we're seeing that, and we also just got out of a political season where everybody wanted to bang over our head that everybody cared about the, you know, inflation.
Right.
And that's all that was on anybody's minds, and nobody's spending any money because of inflation. And then we just see this. And
yep.
I don't know what we really, I haven't seen any economists or anybody's really takes on this necessarily, but what we, you know, take from this, like, because to me, part of what speaks to that is similar to kind of something we see in a lot of our rural communities. A lot of rural communities got hit over the head hard over the last couple of years. And most of those communities are also still like giving to nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
And like, well, how are they doing this? Where are we able to do this if we don't have anything? And then you're seeing this as well, like with record shopping and everything. And people are going to make sure that people have a good Christmas or what have you. I don't necessarily know what you can take from any of this, but there definitely seems to be something there. Like that those are too many moving parts going in different directions. And is inflation not as bad as we thought it was? Or are people just still like they're going to buck through it no matter what? Like there's something there, though. I can't be the only one seeing this and it either doesn't add up or it doesn't make sense or we're pushing through. There's too many moving parts, though.
The other option is that if we shout about it during election season, we might scare people enough to vote for the person once the election's over, well, it's not as big of a deal as we once thought. Or, look, we got it solved right away.
Yeah, yeah.
Moving on to other things, mm-hmm. which is exactly what has been happened.
Right. And that's the other part I want to call out here, because if mm-hmm. that's what it is, too. I want to just say that that's what it is. But if that's, because it's not as if, it isn't just politicians that do this. Mm-mm. Like our media outlets mm-hmm. are the ones that are just as guilty, if not more guilty of this
right.
than anybody when it comes mm-hmm. to this. And when I talk to random people, when I talk to, just everyday people and stuff, are you worried about money? Yeah. Were you worried about it last year at this time? Yeah. The year before at this time? Yeah. Like, hey, since you have been 16, have you worried about money? Essentially, yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if it's any more or less. Now, one thing I have read from economists like Warren Buffett and those people, our prices where we are right now was going to happen. The pandemic just sped that up by 2 or 3 years.
Right.
But it's not as if this wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other things they will tell you is corporations aren't hurting. Like,
no.
if you are profits.
Yeah,
exactly. So the idea that, well, we can't pay people more to do jobs and everything because of the pandemic or mm-hmm. because of this or what have you. It's like, no, if you were doing your job, which most of these CEOs and, vice presidents and everything of these companies were, they have what they call a rainy day fund to side and these mm-hmm. kind of things. Like and none of them tapped into their rainy day fund. Like nobody did that during the pandemic. So I mean,
and yet we haven't raised the pay wage.
No,
that it's one thing to have the prices go up 2 to 3 years early. Well, then you raise the salaries 2 to 3 years early as well to meet that need, and that's what hasn't happened.
I don't believe that just because the election season is this part of the election season is over, we as constituents should let go of these things just because politicians do.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they've moved on to Hunter Biden's laptop or whatever is their next thing that they're jumping on right now. We don't, as people, like, hey, wait a minute, you said you were going to fix this.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. keep hounding them about these things. Mm-hmm. Do not let these things go just because they did. It doesn't add up. Doesn't
right.
make sense. We shouldn't just like roll over and take it. Like that we just kind of continue to do every election season. We just let them get away with these things.
Because they distract us with something new then.
Mm.
And so we forget mm-hmm. about the thing that we were really concerned about because this other more important thing has now shown up.
And I don't want this.
A laptop.
Yeah. Right. And I don't want to get this to get twisted though either though because I use that as a reference or something like that. It may seem like I'm picking on one side. Both parties are mm-hmm. guilty of this.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody's guilty of
politics
this
Politics is all about manipulation, unfortunately. Yeah. And it should not be.
You shouldn't. No.
We need to be watching to see if they follow through on, their worries about crime and inflation and mm-hmm. funding public schools and cutting taxes.
Childcare.
All of those things. Yep. All of those things that they promise that they're going to do. Are they actually going to do them?
Well, and how many jobs can you do? And if you're not doing your job, if you're not accomplishing anything, you'll get elected again.
Right.
You'll get brought back and everything. If our ratings, if our streaming numbers, our ratings go, plummet,
mm-hmm.
I ain't going to be here. Like, they're going to move on from me. They're going to move on from this show. They're going to do those things. Like, that's the world.
Please don't.
That's the world. There's accountability. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you look at some people that get, not just elected this time, but have been elected multiple times, mm-hmm. and look at their ballotopia. Look at the things that they have accomplished. And it's ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
No job should you be able to get away with coasting like that.
Yeah,
it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
No, there should be a yearly review.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping up with the Cyber Monday tips.
We got a little little distracted there.
Was that what we were talking about?
That's real conversation, though, right? That's
absolutely
real.
That's real.
Like, when you're talking with somebody, you don't just stay in the lane.
No.
You're talking to somebody, you go off at this round and this end and this the things.
We digress.
Number three. Nice. Compare prices to make sure you're really getting a good deal.
Yes.
Sites like...
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Sites like... Camel.
Does that mean a camel's going to appear?
Let's you compare prices.
You had to prep for that one.
I've never heard of this site. I've never heard of this before. Oh,
it's the three-humped camel.
This is a real site. It's called CampbellCamelCamel.com. Welcome to CampbellCamelCamel, a free Amazon price tracker.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay, so it's exactly that. It checks. So if I want to check like what the price is for, you know, tote bags, I can go ahead and check that throughout the whole. Oh, cool.
And all it's trying to guard against. There's a meme out there that says this. You know, this is $499 on this day. $499 on this day. $499 Black Friday. $699 marked down to $499.
Right.
So you're really not getting a deal, but they want to make you think you are.
There's so much of that too. It's just like I'm sure that there's some people that fall for that, but for the most part, most people see right through that. Mm-hmm. And that's just like I don't want to shop at places like that. I don't want to you know, use my dollars on places like that. You don't have to hustle me. Just sell me the product.
Right.
Avoid shipping delays with in-store pickup. Most stuff should ship in time for the holidays, but it's safer to buy online and pick gifts up at the store. That way you know you'll get them and you don't have to worry about porch pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or shop locally.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's exactly where I was going to go, Mel. You don't even have to worry about any of that. It's right there.
Well, because a lot of local places have online options now. You can shop on their Facebook page or their website.
So many places deliver now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like places I never would have dreamed deliver.
Well, there are a lot of independent consultants that you need to talk. You think about things like Epicure and Tupperware and Mary Kay and all of those products.
Young Living.
And the people that sell them, that's their income.
Yeah.
They sell those products to be able to get the commission on them to be able to survive. So remembering them as you go to some of these fairs as well, because there's a whole bunch of holiday fairs where there are these independent vendors that you can go and buy these unique, special gifts.
We have a student who's going to be graduating this semester, and she's going to go on and do really good things. She makes her money. She runs an Etsy shop that's very successful, but she offers free shipping. If I'm getting this right, and this was a couple months ago, we talked about this, but she pays for her shipping and handling for her people that purchase there. But she pays for the shipping and handling by working at the post office for 5 hours a week.
Wow.
Five, 10 hours a week or something like that. And the money she makes from that, she ends up using for shipping and handling and
that
stuff.
That makes sense.
Does she get the employee discount?
I don't know. Oh, great follow-up question. Yes, I got to find out about that. There's so many people doing this, and she calls it a hustle, but I mean, that's work. That's a job.
That is.
That's a career.
That's a side gig.
And it really is. I mean, she's doing just fine with it and everything. She's making really good, she's doing so well. She was able to pay for classes at Second City to do this whole thing and stuff.
Awesome.
That's how we met her, is because she's doing well. And she's the only, she's a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say that she's in the lap of luxury or anything like that, but she has learned to to make a living doing it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, good for her.
And finally on this list, be careful about scams. As always, if a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is. So be careful with weird websites you've never used before. And don't just Google best Cyber Monday deal on blank. Scammers love it when you do that. I don't know if that's accurate. I think I don't think there's a harm in searching something.
Right.
Just be careful about the part before that. Look at websites before you just jump on them. Or don't just jump on the first things that pop up on a search engine either. Actually, I recommend that with almost literally anything you search. Don't just click on the first things that pop up, or, you know, don't just click on things. You know, look at that little brief thing that you get there and take a look at the end of that web address.
Mm-hmm.
How does that web address end?
Mm-hmm. And this is maybe pushing back against consumerism just a little bit, but if you're just out there looking for deals, are you buying stuff you actually need? Why don't you search for things that you actually need and see if they're on sale?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
good point.
Not a bad point at all. That's a strong point.
I mean, make a list and stick to it, like we were talking earlier.
Budget. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you're Santa, you can check it twice.
I do. I should say I'm a list person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big on lists, so I do think that that's a not a bad idea ever to do something like that. Take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings at WFHR.
You love your family. When your children are sick, you want to get them the right help quickly. Do you rely on prescription drugs? Prescription drugs have toxic side effects and can damage a child's body. European natural medicines are safer and more effective. They have no side effects and won't hurt the child. If you want safer, more effective ways to help your family, please visit our website at www.youcangetyourlifeback.com and call us now for a consultation and appointment. 715-341-4949.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 41. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance for snow showers, lows level off around 33. Overcast again tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely, daytime highs approaching 41. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio, 7:51 on the clock. Beth, Melissa, and James here with you. And, the Beastie Boys would be probably ashamed of this guy.
Okay.
But this guy had to fight for his right not to party.
What?
Uh-huh. A man in France just won a lawsuit after his old company fired him for not being fun enough.
What?
He was not fun enough.
Oh, my Bummer. Goodness.
That's very discouraging. It's a business consulting firm in Paris called Cubic Partners. They fired him in 2015 after he refused to go to the mandatory end-of-week parties they threw. His name hasn't been released, but he's referred to as Mr. T in the lawsuit.
That's hilarious.
Drinking in excess was encouraged at the parties, apparently, and there was also some hazing involved. Mr. quote unquote Mr. T didn't want any part of it and told his boss that he didn't agree with their definition of fun. So they canned him and he sued.
As he should.
Yeah.
An appeals court just sided with him this month and said the policy violated his fundamental right to dignity and privacy. Now he could walk away with close to $500,000.
Wow.
He's also gotten over 3,000 of it so far, but there's another hearing coming up where he could get $400,000 in damages.
So close to $1 million when all is said and done.
Yeah, who's fun now?
I pity those. He'll be a lot more fun.
I bet you he's a lot more fun now. I got to think that the people that were running the company or the people that just made this decision about the mandatory Friday parties and everything, they had to think like, well, nobody, this what could go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Like this can't be one of those. Who's going to have an issue with this kind of thing? When somebody does have an issue with it, though, mm-hmm. like there's your give right there. You just easily like, okay, you don't have to do this,
right?
You're excused,
mm-hmm.
and you can keep on doing your thing and keep on having this, and then we never even hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. T over here just lives about his life and everything is kosher. Now, I mean, this company could go up and under from this.
Well, and, you know, if the parties are doing what that says they're doing, you know, the hazing and all of that, good for Mr. That's T for standing up.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
And how can you expect everybody to want to have the same outside of work interests?
Exactly.
And, you know, there are plenty of people that, like, their idea of a good time is not, you know, excess alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So that alone, you would think you would know better. And I don't know. I don't know if this is just something that, this happens in Paris. I'm trying to imagine if this could happen in the States. And if it did happen in the States, would we ever hear about it? Would it be one of those stories where they do actually just let the person who doesn't want to drink, just let them not drink, and we'd never hear about the story?
Hmm. It depends on the company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But after this, it probably won't happen.
No. I got to say, too, one of the things that I don't think we think too much about as adults is adult peer pressure.
Yeah.
We can be just as guilty of that here as we can be in high school and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and especially his livelihood depended on the job, right? You know, that's his job. It's what he's doing. So to be fired because he stood up for his own morals, you know, that's wrong. So I'm glad that he sued.
Does seem quite silly. It really does seem like quite a silly thing to get.
You're not going to come to our party? Fine, you're fired.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, Melissa. Yes, that's exactly what it feels like. We're going to show you. And I could just imagine.
Get away with this?
I just imagine as he's got everything, that Mr. T here has got everything in his cardboard box, and he's leaving, and everybody's cheering, like, yeah, we got rid of the wet blanket. Woo, yeah, it's going to be a good party. Right? Wait, what? What lawsuit? What?
Yeah. Didn't see that.
Our party fund is going to be drained.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Change of plans, everybody.
Yep.
Change of plans. We're drinking the cheap beer now. We're drinking the.
And you all have to work 3 extra hours every week from now for forever.
But woo, party. A great story that came across this morning. I encourage you to check it out. It's at our friends over at Wisconsin Public Radio. Just go to WPR.org and check it out. Guess who's back? Despite a slow start to the season, Snowy Owls dazzle Wisconsin bird watchers. Autumn awesome. Brings the first blankets of snow to Wisconsin each year with its first sightings, also the snowy owl. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources conservation biologist Ryan Brady said the snowy owl's bright white feathers and dazzling yellow eyes captivate experience for novice bird watchers. And snowy owls, also known by their scientific name, Buobo scandinavicus, began their yearly journey south from the far northern tundra, where they nest in big open areas in the cold weather. In the fall, the young owls begin to go out on their own, looking for a winter territory that somewhat mimics the conditions of the Arctic.
Mm.
I didn't know that part. That's kind of interesting.
Well, they're in the right place,
then. Yes.
Sometimes.
But apparently we are going to be seeing more of these guys this year.
Good.
We've got a good number. Like their population has grown to a healthy number, it sounds like.
Wonderful. It's always good to see those birds in the air.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you guys ever seen one in real life?
Owls are so cool.
Like
I don't know if I've seen a snowy owl.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen a snowy owl.
I haven't seen a snowy one.
I've seen a couple owls in my time. Unless you've seen one like really in like close to you in mm-hmm. person, you can't just wrap your mind around how big their wingspan
huge.
Is. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's cartoons or what it does to us in our heads that we don't imagine these birds as being just magnificent mm-hmm. and big. But man, their wingspan is just incredible when you see it in person. I thought it was an eagle at first or something the first time I saw one. Just incredible.
Well, they are birds of prey, so they need to be able mm-hmm. to swoop down and get their meal.
Just and I don't mean this to like as a slight to owls or anything like that. I think it's pretty clear. I like animals. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of birds and everything. Don't ask them how many licks it takes to get to the center of a tootsie. That is a conversation that you are never going to get out of. It's like 3-4 hours they'll keep you there just standing there while they lick the lot. One lick, two lick, and then, oh man, just tell me, just tell me. You're sitting there waiting. Where did you get that lollipop anyway? How did you even get that? How are you holding that?
He's good.
Again, a big shout out to Bridget Bowden from WPR for the great work and the great article. We have something great going on around here, Beth.
We do. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway. We've got two tickets to the January 1st game, Packers versus Vikings, and they are club tickets, which means you don't have to worry about whether or not it's cold like the Snowy Owl.
Right, right.
You get to be in a safe, warm space. Now, today is the last day to register. Mm-hmm. So you can drop in and register at any of our Dropbox locations for a chance to win. One name will be drawn at each location, and that winner will receive a $50 gift card from that business and will become a qualifier for the Green Bay giveaway. Qualifiers will be placed into a hat, and one final winner will be selected. So today's your last chance to go to these four locations, whose was at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. So today, registration closes. The winner will be announced on Wednesday. Please remember, one registration per person, per location. So if you haven't gotten there yet, get there today.
Mm-hmm. Today's it. It's cutoff day. And we want to send a big shout out to all these businesses that have been hosting these boxes for us. I stopped by La Taqueria last week, and they've been having so much fun with this, and people coming in and enjoying it and everything. Great people over there, great staff, and amazing food. also very cool of them to do that, and a big shout out to all these. Buy local, support local. Get if you haven't registered already, today's the day, people. Get
James,
in there.
You didn't register while you were there, did you?